Cole calling in this morning. It's Sports in My Shorts with Cole. Hi, Cole.
A little too chilly for that, I think, this morning.
Sports in my long johns, let's just say that.
There you go. All right, exactly.
So,
it's going to be chilly in the Meadowlands as well. The weather is certainly going to be one of the big storylines heading into Sunday's game. They're calling for a high of 37, a low of 27 on Super Bowl Sunday, and a 30% chance of precipitation. Remember, the first time it ever rained on the field of the Super Bowl, it was Peyton Manning's first Super Bowl win.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? Maybe precipitation is good for the old quarterback.
Yeah, but as you noted, this is the first time they will play the Super Bowl outside in a big northern city.
Yeah, and it's interesting how this could affect Jacksonville. If Jacksonville wants to host the Super Bowl again, and we're certainly a long way off from that conversation, I think we need to be rooting for the folks in New York to have a miserable time with bad weather this week, because if the league finds that some of those northern cities like Washington, Chicago can be potential Super Bowl host sites, that's going to push Jacksonville way down the list. Now, Jacksonville may be way down the list anyway,
right.
But when you start adding in big northern cities with a lot of corporate headquarters and so forth, that Super Bowl week, and as we know, it's not just the game, it's the week leading up to the Super Bowl, has become a big corporate networking and sort of sales enrichment period. So we'll see how it goes. I don't expect that we'll have the same kind of complaints out of the national media in New York as we had in Jacksonville.
Well, and you said we may already be way down the list anyway in hopes of ever getting the big game again, but there's still some hope at some point, isn't there?
I think so, particularly if the number of hotel rooms in and around downtown increases. That was, remember, one of the real main downside for Jacksonville as the city bid for the college football national championship game. Having the cruise ships as an option probably isn't going to be accepted in Jacksonville by the NFL again.
Right. Now, let's talk about the other big storylines developing this week. Of course, Richard Sherman has been big news, but you're saying he's not the only defensive back saying outrageous things to the media.
That's right. On the other side, Broncos safety Mike Adams, who's from Paterson, New Jersey, about 12 miles away from MetLife Stadium. Certainly not exactly where you'd want to walk from MetLife Stadium to Paterson. But Adams says that he would like to walk to Paterson in his helmet and his shoulder pads if the Broncos went on Sunday.
Oh, really?
So probably in some parts of New Jersey, it's best to walk with some sort of body armor on, and at least he'll have that.
You know, there's been a lot of joking around, too, Cole, that these are the two teams that hail from the two states that have legalized marijuana.
Yeah, and so you'd wonder if perhaps concession sales will be higher because folks will have the money.
We had to make one comment about that. Now, you are predicting Seattle by a point. And
27-26, yep.
And giving them their first Super Bowl title ever.
That I'm predicting that, and I'm largely because of the weather. I think it's going to affect the offenses more than the defenses. And Seattle has a superior defense. Denver is the better offense. So I think that's how we're going to look at things for Sunday. I think it's going to be an excellent game, and it's a classic offense against defense matchup.
Now, let's talk about the really important stuff. What is on your Super Bowl party menu? Everybody knows that you, Cole Pepper, are a barbecue aficionado, and you're Mr. Barbecue. So what are you making on Sunday?
I haven't settled the final menu yet, but a couple of years ago, I debuted a new rib rub that was greeted with great success. So I might go with a new style of preparation, maybe for a pork shoulder.
Oh.
Slow smoke that over hickory and maybe a little oak and apple wood, and see how that comes out. And I will say, my wife, despite the fact that she's a pescatarian, loves to make what we call man dip at the Pepper household. Which is, a sausage and a Rotel tomato and cream cheese concoction that absolutely cannot be, you take one taste of it, and, first taste is free, and then you're addicted.
Man dip.
Great. Man dip.
I got to get the recipe for that.
very simple. I'll have Emily pass them on to you. All I know is that you get those and some Frito scoops, and you can just put me in a corner for about 3 hours, and then book an appointment at the cardiologist.
I think that's the hottest ticket in town, your Super Bowl party. But I know you want to talk a few other football-related matters, including the Pro Bowl in Hawaii with a Jaguars player representing.
Yeah, Paul Posluszny, who was added to the roster, did represent on Deion Sanders' team. They had Sanders and Jerry Rice pick the teams, and Sanders' team won. Not that anybody really cares all that much, but a little bit of a different approach this year. It went off to the Grammys, so I'm not sure what kind of rating it's going to wind up getting. We'll see when that comes out today. But surprisingly, even though everybody says the Pro Bowl is broken, it still winds up getting an excellent TV rating traditionally. Now, that part of that is because the NFL is so popular. A Harris poll has shown that NFL football, for the 30th straight year, is the most popular sport in America. When asked what their favorite sport is, 35% said NFL, 14% said Major League Baseball. The first poll of this was taken back in 1985, and it was a one-point edge by the NFL. So you can see how football's popularity has grown. Other sports, the college football came in third at 11%, auto racing at 7%, the NBA at 6%, NHL at 5%, and college basketball at just 3%, which, as a guy who went to the University of Kansas, finds that a little bit surprising that only 3% found college basketball to be their favorite sport.
Yeah, that is low. But always good to talk to you. Have fun this Sunday, and send me the man dip recipe for my house.
You got it.